from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
No, no, you're forgetting the greatest one of all time to build the dynasty. North Texas, because they had the Dallas recruiting base. Like, if you played a dynasty, North Texas, like 10 years into the dynasty, was always an elite team because they just had all the players.
Well, so fun. I'm glad you brought that up, because the last dynasty I ever made was UTSA, and it was the same thing. You're in Texas, that's your pipeline, right? And, you know, you just get Texas players. And what I would do is I would just go hard after, like, 3 5 stars. I would just spend all my recruiting budget
absolutely.
On it. Yeah, and then once you get a 5-star quarterback and a 5-star wide receiver, you're like, all right, everything else is fine.
Well, that's the other thing, like, I'm wondering, like, how realistic is dynasty mode? Like, are we going to have NIL budgets? If we're the coach, can we threaten to leave? And instead of getting a better contract, I get more NIL money. Like, I am curious to know, are we implementing the collectives into the game?
I don't think we will. But, you know, the portal's going to be interesting now. You know, players are going to want to leave sooner rather than later, I'd imagine.
Can't you just, you know what would be the ultimate?
By the way, can I just jump in real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Gundy's on the mic right now, and the mullet is just looking phenomenal. Well, I mean, I'm looking at this. It is.
If we want to talk about what the actual line of Big 12 Media Days, I guess he said it in the scrum earlier before he got up to the podium when he was probably doing his local stuff. Gundy just straight up going, Ollie Gordon's playing. Like, it kind of made me want to rush to the window and take some Oklahoma State to win the title. That's the type of championship effort I need out of my teams.
Yeah, I'm not laughing because
we're not laughing at the DUI. Like, that was it is a dumb thing to do. With that being said, it shows me the team has the right mindset.
I think he had another quote. I think it was I don't know if it was the FAML or if it was in a scrum. But the fact that he goes, his punishment might be running the ball 50 times.
Good. I mean, we've watched how many years of. I feel like Alan Bowman's another one of those like guys that I feel like that guy's been in college football for 15 years. I know what he is.
Alan Bowman was the backup quarterback at Michigan for like 2 years.
Yes,
and just went off the radar for 2 years, and I was like, yeah, I'll go back and start.
Well, no, then didn't he had a Texas Tech spell too, right?
Yeah, he started his career at Texas Tech. He started a little bit, and then he went to Michigan and was, I think, JJ's backup for a couple of years. He was obviously at Oklahoma State last year. Maybe it was Cade McNamara's backup, but regardless, and now he's at a second year at Oklahoma State. You do know, like, I don't think he'll stay, but I think the new rule that was just implemented a couple weeks ago, Cam Rising could return for an 8th year because he had to sit out a year because of the old transfer rule.
Oh, and you get
and
a year back?
Sit out a year, you are allowed to get that year back. And I believe Cam Rising could come back for an 8th year, which would be the best thing ever.
Well, and imagine if he went in the portal. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if he goes in the portal, you're going to have, like, let's say Ryan Day keeps his job, but, like, Walker Howard ain't it, and the rest of it, like, they're going to spend, like, $3 million on a one-year rental of Cam Rising.
Yeah, I mean, and, like, yes, there needs to be things that are policed about NIL, obviously, but, like, I think NIL, especially for college hoops, like, I think it's great for the sport. Like, I know it's not great because I have friends who coach at, you know, low levels of Division I ranks, and you know it's impossible to sustain success. Anyone that's good is going to leave and go get a ton of money. But like, you're getting guys staying longer because they're going to make more guaranteed money in college athletics than they are, you know, going to, you know, play overseas or, you know, have a two-way in the NBA. So, I mean, look, the guy that the Memphis Grizzlies drafted that you know, great call by you, and now is the favorite to win the Rookie of the Year, Zach Edey, he would have left under normal circumstances, but he stayed because he was getting NIL money there at Purdue, and now he became a top 10 pick, you know? So it worked out really well for him. It worked out for Donovan Klingon at UConn. Like, it can be. Everyone always looks at the negatives, and there are plenty of negatives. But I think there's a lot of positives about the NIL era for the student-athlete to, you know, make more money and then not have to race to the pros where you exhaust your eligibility.
Just tell your buddies the same thing I tell my buddies in coaching when they want to start whining and complaining. And I get it. Like, to a certain degree, I understand. But I always point out to them, what did you make last year? Okay. Let me go give you the average salary of high school PE coach. That's the other option. That's the other option. Which would you prefer? Having to chase down recruits or making $48,000 coaching high school football and PE?
Well, my one buddy said enough of this. He said, I'm going to Syracuse, and left coaching low D1, and now he's on a Syracuse staff where I'm sure he's very happy, and he won't have to deal with losing you know, recruits or players anymore because he'll be the one taking them.
Yeah, that's the way that works. All right, buddy, we appreciate it, man.
All right, man. See you, dude.
That is Tim Murray of VSiN. VSiN Primetime, also VSiN's college football gambling podcast. It is, or betting podcast, I should say. Available each and every week wherever you get your podcasts. Right now, over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, our friends are throwing the summer of 1,000 engagements. And that means you can get 40% off all engagement rings. And you can get a free summer vacation with every purchase of $24.95 or more. It's simple. If you spend $24.95 or more, you can get a three-night stay in places like Myrtle Beach, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Hilton Head, Anaheim, Las Vegas. If you spend $49.95 or more, you can get a $500 airfare credit and a three-night stay at a resort in Mexico, the Dominican Republic, Bahamas, or select Caribbean islands. Spend $79.95 or more, get a four-night Carnival cruise that leaves from New Orleans with a $200 onboard credit, or you can get a $500 airfare credit plus a three-night stay in Orlando or Las Vegas, as well as a $200 Visa gift card. It's really simple. Go get your engagement ring over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You'll thank me. It's going to be one of the easiest purchasing processes that you'll ever have. I was an idiot. I knew nothing about this entire world. I went in there with something as simple as two or three pictures of what my wife liked in a ring. We put together a custom ring. She absolutely loves it. We've been adding on to it. It's been great. She absolutely loves her ring. Yours will do the same. And then either use the trip to either celebrate the engagement or pop the question there. Makes for a great double dip, if you will. Five locations in Memphis and Little Rock, or you can shop online at rijewelers.com. They also have Ask Now and Pay Later with great financing options like 24 months, no interest, or you can take up 60 months to pay with a low APR. Bigger, brighter diamonds, all at better prices at our friends at Robert Irwin Jewelers. When we come back, let's get into the list. We'll do that. Got some good news on the John Morant front. Also, more from the world of sports. We'll discuss all that when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
FM ESPN list.
Jeffrey and company make a list of the biggest stories, both good and bad, that we need to talk about. This is The List.
You just made the list!
Presented by Birdies 901, Memphis's place for virtual golf. The List on 92.9.
John Morant.
You just made the list!
Yeah, DeMichael Cole's got this story up over at commercialappeal.com. Memphis Grizzlies star John Morant went to X, formerly known as Twitter, to make his announcement updating his injury status. He needed only three words to get his message across. Quote, it's go time, Morant posted on X. Morant has been fully cleared for all basketball activities. The 6'3" point guard suffered a labral tear in his right shoulder last season and it needed surgery in January. After serving his 25-game suspension to start the season, he played in just 9 games before the injury shut him down. Of course, as everyone remembers, in that 9-game stretch, the Grizzlies had their biggest spark of the year. The Grizzlies went 6-3 with Morant in the lineup, with 4 wins over eventual playoff teams. He averaged 25.1 points, 8.1 assists, 35.3 minutes per game. The shoulder injury resulted in Morant wearing a sling for more than a month. He has still been active, showing his face at basketball camps and supporting his 12-time AAU team, but he was limited in how much he could physically do. I think, John, I really think that this kind of goes to the larger theme of maybe what we'll recognize last night became. Rather than becoming some, you know, coming out debut for Zach Edey, maybe last night would be the turning point of putting kind of the miserable season behind you. You got the fun start. Yes, it didn't get the win, but at the same time, I think what was nice for everyone last night, with it just being a random night in July, everyone watching basketball and kind of enjoying it again.
Yeah, and John Morant makes you enjoy basketball, Jeffrey.
100%.
He doesn't make you. He helps you enjoy basketball for sure. I mean, he's such an electric player, so fun to watch. You know, you had the stat there. They had their very best stretch of the year when in the few games that he played. And, you know, a healthy John Morant is going to be key to everything Memphis wants to accomplish, you know, not just next year, but, you know, going forward as long as he's a member of this team. Another thing point to add on that, Jeffrey, is I think the NBA basketball world collectively has maybe just forgotten how good John Morant is because he's been absent for so long. You know, the suspension, the injury, you know, we see these lists in the summertime is list season, you know, the best young players under 25, the best NBA point guard, you know, who's going to be the next player to lead their team to a championship. You're not seeing John Morant on any of these lists anymore. And you know, that's really not fair in my opinion, because, you know, talent wise, you know, he's right up there with your Jalen Brunsons and your Tyrese Halliburtons and you know, your De'Aaron Foxes of the world. I mean, of course he's as good as these guys. He's arguably better than all of them. And I think we've, you know, maybe forgotten, you know, collectively just how great this young man can be and how important he is to this team, you know, when he is going good.
Yeah, with the one caveat of, okay, how does the injury impact you? Because,
sure.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, most athletes will say, hey, man, when they cut on you, it's just a different experience. Now surgery has become a very, very different than it was even, you know, 10, 15 years ago. But I think to your point, I know Jaren had talked about it after the Lakers series. You know, we got our ass kicked and whatnot. I just felt like the way things were going with the team, they kind of needed to get punched in the face. And I think this team's going to operate much better being kind of the forgotten team. And this is one of those situations where, like, I get it. There's people that would point to, man, you look at Oklahoma City's roster, like that's one of the top rosters. Denver's still going to be a problem. You know, you assume Dallas is going to be better. Who knows what Minnesota ends up having to do roster-wise. But all these teams, I just think when you consider the fact that this team's going to kind of get back to playing as kind of the underdog and playing as the team that you've forgotten about, I just think that suits them much more than trying to be this front runner.
Well, it does. And you know, another important thing too is, you know, getting him in on the, on, you know, getting him in, getting him back into practice and, you know, developing that timing we spoke about in the first segment with Zach Edey. I really think those two can have a productive relationship and, you know, off-season, preseason, that kind of stuff is just going to be so key to that so that they can hit the ground running and you know, really work on forming that effective, you know, two-man tandem that a lot of people seem to think that they can.
Yeah, I think a big part of it's like, okay, yes, obviously the ideal scenario would be you didn't miss any of the summer, but July feels like a nice time to get back because it just seems to me that a lot of NBA guys, for the most part, like if they're not in the playoffs, they kind of take off most of June anyway. Like now he's going to be ready to go. He'll be full go in training camp. Like you're not going to miss any time there. You've put a lot of these issues behind you. And to me, it's like this team needed maybe not necessarily like a reset, but they definitely needed a fresh coat of paint. And I think like that's what they're getting right now.
For sure. I really hope that, you know, that we see, a new and improved John Morant this year, and you know, in all areas, that's just going to be so huge if we do.
Let's go with David Jones.
You just made the list.
Yeah, Drew Hill's got this story up over at the Daily Memphian. David Jones was all smiles when he walked off the court following his first summer league game on Monday night in Salt Lake City. The former Memphis Tiger finished with 7 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 assist in his 76ers debut. I should also note, I believe he did not have a turnover. Jones admitted after the game, I was a little bit nervous, you know, for my first game as a pro. But as I got through it, I think I played really good. Drew also asked him about turning down the NIL money from Memphis to pursue the professional career and how he feels about that situation. Quote, I still love all my people in Memphis. I saw some fans supporting me with the decision that I made. I still love the coaches I had from Memphis and my teammates. It's all love back in Memphis. I think the thing that's interesting is Drew also includes the detail that the 76ers did not work him out. They were not a team that guaranteed him a two-way. And I don't know, to me, like all the details really drove home the point for me that I had felt for much of this entire saga, which was sometimes rather than getting caught up in the drama and whatnot, listen and watch what people say. And I really felt like, I believe it was back in February, the first time David was asked about returning to the Tigers, he gave an answer that was, maybe it didn't read on paper quite like it was projected. But if you were just sitting there and watching him deliver it, you could get the sense, oh, he may wind up back, but that's not going to be the default position. And the more and more that I think about it, if you're someone that doesn't grow up, not only in Memphis, but you don't even grow up in the United States, I imagine if you are a basketball player, you don't dream of, oh, I can't wait to get to the States and play college basketball. You dream of playing pro basketball. And there's no doubt in my mind, if you are simply judging David's decision as a business decision, I think it's unquestioned that he made the wrong decision. But every decision in life is not nearly a business decision.
No, it's not. And you know, we look at it from a fan perspective. You know, why in the world would David Jones not come back? He's not getting any workouts. He's not seemingly getting any interest. You know, there's money to be made here if he does come back. You know, we're looking at it from a fan perspective, and that's kind of tainting it. But like you said, clearly that wasn't his motivation. His motivation was to leave Memphis or leave wherever he was, you know, in his final season and turn professional for better or for worse. You know, that's what his motivation was. You know, thankfully for him, he's been able to catch on, and you know, we'll see where it takes him. But yeah, you know, we can't you know, look at it and put our focus on it, you know, thinking as fans and even as journalists. I mean, you know, what he did, Jeffrey, didn't make any sort of logical sense, but, you know, it's what he wanted to do, and it's what he had, you know, and we just got to wish him well on that, I think.
Well, there's so many points in life, even if maybe it's not, like, if I think back to my first job out of college when I was just done. From a business perspective, that was not a smart decision. I was leaving a organization that had a clear path to promote you and whatnot. It's just that life, I just didn't want it. I didn't want any part of it. But from a business perspective, there was no question that was 100% the wrong decision to make. But there's so many moments in life when you're just done with something and you're ready to turn the page, and eventually that's what you do. And I think the thing that I think we kind of get lost in that, and we make the assumption that, listen, a lot of recruiting has become transactional. In fact, most of recruiting has become transactional. But there are some people that are motivated by other things.
Yeah, and look where you ended up. You're a radio superstar.
I'm going to be the poorest of my three brothers, so that there's no question. Drew did ask him how Penny Hardaway responded with the news. He said he was unsure. Quote, I mean, I don't think he was disappointed. He showed me love. If he was disappointed, he probably told somebody else or said it on social media. I don't know, but he didn't say anything like that directly to me. That's one of those quotes that I'd like to see the video of, because that strikes me as the, I'm not really going to say anything, but that also strikes me as the, that was worded in a way that doesn't really put the blame anywhere, but I also got the impression, yeah, David Jones knew he wasn't happy.
Yeah, no, Jeffrey, it's like when you're a little kid and you and your parents have planned an outing, you know, maybe to the zoo or something, and you know, the day turns up and it's pouring down rain, and, you know, your mom and dad pulls you aside and says, you know,
not today.
Jeffrey, we're not going to make it today. Well, you know, outwardly you're not disappointed. Yeah, okay, Mom, it's all right. Yeah. We'll get it. We'll do it next time. Outwardly you're not disappointed, but, you know, inside, you know, I can imagine, not playing a, you know, psychiatrist here, but, you know, inside I could believe Penny Hardaway just probably melted and died a little bit when he heard the news, because he was sure. Well, you know, at least 50% sure that there was a good chance that David Jones was going to come back, even when, you know, like you said, the evidence was mounting to the contrary.
It's, I think I believe I've said this on the air when Mark was here, but there's a couple of things here. A, we do not know everything that was said, and this was clearly, you can call it a negotiation, you can call it a recruitment, you can call it whatever. There was some form of back and forth, and to me, one of two things happened. Penny Hardaway thought, in the end, the business decision that we're talking about would be the obvious one, and David would do that. Or, I guess there's two other additional situations. One, you just got straight up lied to, which happens. You've covered enough recruiting to know that.
There's no doubt.
There's lots of lying that happens, and Penny Hardaway was led to believe that they were good, and they weren't. And then the third situation is, and this is kind of what I keep falling back on, I understand Penny Hardaway choosing to be an optimist. And I'm not saying that he should change his life philosophy. Because in general, people that have that disposition, they seem to be much more content with life. But he needs a director of reality. And I think far too often he works himself into these situations where I'm just going to go, go, go. It's going to work out. We're going to work hard. We're going to do it. And we're just going to get it done. This one, to me, all along, it has surprised me how much it appears that David Jones's decision has impacted Penny personally.
Yeah, it does, and that, you know, maybe that lends credence to your theory that there might have been, you know, not 100% honest communication there. I don't know. Obviously, that's total speculation on my part.
The reality is, it's probably a mix.
Yeah, it probably is. But you're right. It he did seem to you know, and I wonder too. I mean, did he put all his eggs in one basket and it didn't, you know, ended up not working? I mean, you know, there could be an element of that too. I mean, you know, Penny Hardaway is Memphis. He's Memphis basketball. He's a Memphian at heart, you know, and he loves the city. You know, all this is well documented. You know, it could have, you know, entered his mind when I was talking about earlier, thinking like a fan. It maybe, you know, it was in the back of his mind, it was like, well, you know, we've got a good package here. Why would David Jones want to leave us? I mean, you know, maybe there was an element of that to it. Not, you know, maybe just, I don't know, naivete is not the right word, but just maybe a little bit of, I don't know, just overvaluing your position, maybe. I don't know. It's complicated, but I do agree with you. It certainly seems like it might have affected him on some level.
Yeah, but again, we wish, of course, David well. Also, Parth over at the DM has listed out other Tigers involved in Summer League. If you are curious, the Cavs have Amani Bates and Naquan Tomlin on their Summer League rosters. The Grizzlies, as we know, have DJ Jeffries. I've not seen a list of players available tonight. I would assume starters played a lot of minutes last night at altitude. This feels like a night where maybe you're playing the other guys on the bench, but we'll remain to be seen. DJ did not get in last night, but still a possibility for tonight. Josh Minot is with the Timberwolves. Jaquan Walton is with the Thunder. As mentioned, David Jones is with the Sixers. Kendrick Davis is playing with the Blazers during Summer League, and Boogie Ellis is playing with the Kings. So if you're curious about some other former Tigers, Parth has listed out those that are in action. College football blue bloods.
You just made the list.
Yeah, this is a story that Andy Staples has over at on3.com. And John had pointed this out to me beforehand, because what is the status of a blue blood? And it is this interesting question, because I think it's a lot like the Supreme Court definition of pornography. You kind of know it when you see it.
You know it when you see it. Jeffrey, you stole my material.
But I will say this. I think blue blood status, I think it's, if we're using historical references, I think we might be trying to evaluate the wealthy nobility households pre-French Revolution. And now you've had this entire revolution where I'm not sure previous status matters. I'm not saying it's insignificant, because to a certain degree, there's a correlation with this. Part of your blue blood status is having institutional advantages, whether it be boosters that cared and were willing to take care of it on the recruiting trail, access to talent, conference affiliation, history, all the things that do go into mattering. Legacy franchise, if you will. But I think I would make the argument, status prior to 2020 is a completely different thing to me post-2020, because we're in this weird transition of, we don't know, like we can identify good jobs, but we don't know exactly where they are in this pecking order, because we have had so many fundamental changes. Number one, I still think the biggest change, I know everyone's going to point to the portal. What I would argue the biggest change is, NIL has brought recruiting inducements above board. And what that has really done more than anything, now that everything is an open market, the prices continue to go up and up and up. So where 10 years ago, $5 million probably bought you the number one signing class. The numbers are, in my opinion, inflated, but even if they're inflated, at the minimum, with my understanding, the number one recruiting class cost you about $15 million now, at the minimum. And so you're in this weird reality where, okay, well, there's schools that could, that were committed and could afford the $5 million, but now that you're jacking up the price to that, well, now you're also asking those same people, by the way, we had to fire the last coach. You had to pay for the buyout. Also, we need you to buy your suite. We need you to buy more tickets. You have to make your donations, all this. Well, now it's starting to get spread thinner and thinner and thinner. And so jobs that historically we would have thought, no, duh, it's a great job, I'm a little bit more iffy on. So with Andy's list, here's what he includes.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you had the list in front of you, because there's a couple there that I really don't agree with. Very few things I get as passionate about, Jeffrey.
As blue blood status.
As conferring or revoking blue blood status, yes.
So current blue bloods, Alabama, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Michigan, Georgia, Notre Dame, Texas, USC, Penn State.
Yeah, not Georgia, I don't think, even though that it's the best thing going right now.
So I guess here's how I would define blue blood, because Andy's definition is a little bit different.
I would take just like four of those personally, but go. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No. How I would define blue blood is average coach wins big there. And this would actually be my argument for LSU. The last three coaches have won national titles there, and we have legitimate proof that two of them are morons. So average football coach can go and win there. The thing with Georgia that is confusing to me is how much of Georgia is being maxed out by a Georgia guy. Like, I think Georgia's a very, very good job if you have generic coach there. I don't know if it's quite as good of a job now that you have Kirby Smart there. Because when you got your Bulldog there, it's a lot easier to get everybody going in the right direction. Everybody in the same direction, I think I should say. And so I'm not as convinced that if Kirby Smart, like, I think if Nick Saban takes just about any Power 5 job, he kind of figures it out. Would have figured it out in one big there. I'm not as convinced that if Kirby Smart has the South Carolina job, that he is the best team in the nation at South Carolina. I think he's clearly a good coach, but I'm not convinced that it's in that capacity. The other hangup, though, that I do have with Georgia maybe rising up, well, now if you look at kind of anthropological factors, there's way more money in Georgia in the last 20 years than we've ever seen. You've got all this corporate money. They're now tapping into it. And then more importantly, Georgia Tech has now just been squashed to complete and utter also-ran. You own the entire state that is a wealthy state comparatively speaking in the South. It's a wealthy state with great players.
Exactly. Wealthy in football talent.
And so you could talk me into now just about anyone would have success there, but I'm still leaning towards, I think the right answer is Kirby Smart maximizes that job, which is a good job, but not a great job.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just think you can't. And it seems like that list is maybe putting too much emphasis on wins and recent success and I'm a big wins guy, so it might be a little contradictory coming from me. I mean, that's why you play, is to win. But I think it's just putting a little too much emphasis on recent history, and I'll say recent history, like maybe the last 20 years. I mean,
well, to your point, I think even like with a school like Michigan, I mean, it's a lot like our NBA discussion of how quickly we forget. Like, people thought Harbaugh was just going to get fired.
Yeah.
And then remember they redid his contract, like he takes less. And now it's just like, well, Michigan's back as a blue blood. Y'all, are we sure? Because it's entirely possible the guy that has won at every level of college football, that has won in the NFL, and then won a national title, at a very good job, he might be the difference. We can accept that the Michigan job's clearly a good job, but are we sure that just whoever you pencil in at, like, that's my big question. It is very obvious to me what Nick Saban did at LSU laid a blueprint. Nick Saban got in there and got the machine organized, and he's saying, this is how we do it. And that set up the path so that Les Miles can win a national title, so that Ed Orgeron can win a national title, and presumptively Brian Kelly, who's a significantly better coach than the two predecessors, he will likely win a national title. Has Harbaugh laid that kind of foundation to where it completely changes Michigan? I kind of got my doubts.
Yeah, it's a good, looking on that list. Who are your blue bloods, Jeff?
I do 100% agree with Ohio State. I think you can make an argument Ohio State's the best job in the country.
Yeah,
because they have, regardless of who the coach is, they have institutionally been able to recruit the country nationally at a exceptionally high level. They're in the right league and a long history of winning, even from coaches that really,
I would suspect you don't agree with Notre Dame, though.
Notre Dame's in this weird...
Because you got, I mean, Notre Dame has to be considered a blue blood. They are essentially college football. And how much of that is, you know, BS myth-making and that kind of thing is debatable. But, you know, they've been there since the early days. They've had success in, you know, virtually every decade maybe not as much recently. So, I'm maybe contradicting myself a little bit. But I don't think I think, with a sport like college football that's so tradition-based and so,
for sure,
you know, hidebound into the, you know, the history and all that stuff, I think, you know, you maybe have to put a little bit more, emphasis on that than maybe you normally would. I said to you in the pre-show meeting, you know, talking about UConn basketball, I don't think, if they win 10 more national championships, I don't ever think they would ascend to blue blood status like your North Carolinas and your UCLAs and your Kansases of the world, the true college basketball blue bloods.
So I guess I would make the distinction is, the way that I hear your argument is brand. Your argument is making brand.
That's a good way to put it.
And the way that I look at it is, if I max out this job, I can win a national title.
Yeah.
And I am not convinced, because I think Brian Kelly got pretty darn close to maxing out the Notre Dame job. And you saw, they could get really freaking close, like one game away. But you always would see... There's a bit of a difference between national title contender and playoff contender.
Yeah, and that speaks to your point about how NIL has just changed things. I mean,
the last five years has just completely changed everything.
And in fairness, that's going to make it incredibly difficult for Notre Dame to probably ever win a national title going forward, because it's just, they're just not doing business on, you know, the level of some of these other schools in order to get players. It's tough, but I think once you have... achieve blue blood status, it is, you can't revoke it, and I think it's very hard to get it if you don't have it. I'm a stickler for this.
Yeah, I think it all to me becomes a question of what is your definition of blue blood, because when you use it as the brand, I think you're 100% right if you use the UConn example, but I think you could argue the UConn basketball job might be the best job in the country, because they seem to be fundamentally, they have seemed to be the only program that has figured out this era. And I presume the way that they figured it out is they don't really care about the credit card bill. They're just going to keep spending and spending and spending. And damn it, we just want to win.
Well, Jeffrey, and in fairness, you know, UCLA basketball in the 60s and 70s didn't care about the credit card bill either. You know,
well, I mean,
John Wooden had his bag, man. I mean, he whether he knew or whether he didn't know, you know, that. You know,
oh, my gosh. That many first rounders. You know, they just wanted the UCLA education.
Business got done, you know, in Westwood back then.
So. That's one of my least favorite things when these mythical coaches, like they act like they set their world for morality. This is the other thing I would also say on this. What we've also recognized, or what I think appears to be the case in this era that we're dealing with everything, is just because we're kind of in like a postmodern world of like, just because it was always so doesn't mean it's always going to be so. And now we've really basically turned it into this version of a professional sport with no salary cap. So really, it's just going to boil down to who just wants to out. You can't just spend your way to greatness. Like, it's the same thing like with the argument for the Yankees when they were trying to buy championships and didn't do it. Now, they never sucked, but like we saw with A&M, A&M couldn't buy their way to championships. Yeah. But I do think if you don't have that kind of support, I'm not sure you can even get there. Like, you've got to have the right guy at the right job so that you can't actually manage.
No, I think you're right. I think if the financial support is not there, you're not going to have a seat at the table anymore. And, you know, speaking of Notre Dame, that might be their, you know, their, what prevents them going forward. And you know, and who knows who will ascend in this new era. I mean, it may be somebody that, you know, we haven't even considered. I mean, you know, you just never know who the billionaires are fans of, Jeffrey. And if somebody wants to get involved with, you know, somebody that's relatively obscure and throw the money their way, well, I mean, anything's possible.
I mean, what if Phil Knight dies and leaves his entire inheritance to the Oregon NIL collective?
Well, I mean,
you know what I mean? Like something like that. Like,
I mean,
there's going to be something like that.
Apparently, he's desperate to win a championship before he does leave us. So,
I'm not even going to put it on the list. Just reminder: I told everybody back in March, Arch Manning's going to be in the video game, and he released his own promo. So,
okay, take your lap, Jeffrey.
Yeah, we'll discuss that. He clearly negotiated a very good deal for himself.
You called that.
All right, when we come back, John's going to tell us about Lucas Glover. He spoke with him earlier this week. We'll do that when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Summer Hoops coverage in Memphis is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
The Los Angeles Lakers select Dalton Connect.
To think that the Grizzlies didn't take Dalton Connect because he's a Tennessee Volunteer, and that they should have picked him because he's a Tennessee Volunteer.
It's a betrayal of the state of Tennessee.
What kind of
the hell are y'all talking
what
about?
What kind of nonsense
what are we
is
doing?
That? And also, can I ask this question? And I want to be open and honest about this. And okay. You probably know better than me.
All right.
How many people from Knoxville are Grizzlies fans? How many Tennessee
people
fans
who are from Memphis
are Grizzlies fans? The ones that are in, yeah, the ones that are in Memphis.
There's
in
definitely
Knoxville?
Some. There's definitely
sure.
Some. It's just,
but it's not like this. Not like this massive fan base that you're waiting to unlock by taking Dalton.
No
Connect.
Professional sport should be catering to a college team within their state.
No,
it is crazy to think about it. They freaked out when Will Levis got taken by the Titans. You cannot cater to a college team.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZQL.
ZQL, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZQL Nights. Explore our products at ZQL.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma.
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Regions Bank presents Goo Goo Dolls live at the Garden. Friday, July 12th at Radiance Amphitheater at the beautiful Memphis Botanic Garden. General admission lawn seating on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. More info at RadianceAmp.com. Also presented by South State Duncan Williams, Duncan Williams Asset Management, AutoZone, True Green, The Lily Company, Gossett Motors, Pro Show, and Mahaffey Events.
Soak up the savings this summer from Family Dollar. It's never been easier. Just download the Family Dollar app, sign up for smart coupons, and see how you can save more than ever before. Enjoy smoking hot deals on cookout classics, or get ready for outdoor fun with SPF for the whole family, plus pool toys, decor, and so much more. Check out the app today and get ready to save with the Family Dollar Summer Savings Event. New offers drop every week. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Again, scent bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard his ear said, Maraca, senor. But his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-700-6898. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-700-6898. That's 800-700-6898. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898.
Now, back to Jeffrey Wright and Company, live from the Red River Toyota Studios. Check out Red River in Wynn, Arkansas. Jeffrey and Company on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Over at DailyMemphian.com, John has a piece on the defending FedEx St. Jude Championship winner. Of course, that is Lucas Glover. Lucas Glover, now in jeopardy of not making the field. He's currently 68th in the FedEx Cup standings. We still have the Scottish Open coming up, the Open Championship, and I believe the Wyndham, which I think he won last year before coming to Memphis, correct?
That was the tournament that got him to Memphis, because last year it was the week before, yeah.
And so he's very much on that borderline. And when I think about when we were talking about yesterday with Keegan Bradley and Keegan Bradley getting left off the Ryder Cup team, there was also a push because of how well Lucas Glover was playing at the time to include him in the field. The thing that really stood out to me when you read these stories is now this reality in the world of golf where, man, it's not even necessarily like Scottie Scheffler's in this different category of this consistency, but for so many guys out there, it is just about when you are playing well, capitalizing. And that's what he did last year. He switched to the long putter and he had a really hot streak. And then when you look at it this year, it's like if you go and look at his numbers in terms of a player profile, he's actually putting it better than he even did last year. He's not hitting it quite as far off the tee, but he's really hitting it the exact same, and now he's just struggling. It just goes to show, like, when you have those opportunities and you put it together like a couple of weeks in a row, man, when you get hot, like, you just have to capitalize.
Yeah, and he even said as much to me, Jeffrey. I mean, it's a situation where, you know, he said I'm playing okay. He's for you and me, he's playing remarkable golf. But for the way that the PGA Tour is now, and there's, you know, so many guys out there who can really go low on a given day or for a given tournament, you really do have to capitalize it. I mean, his scoring average is below, you know, the tour average. So, you know, in terms of that, he's doing okay. But, you know, the result, I mean, his best result this year is an 11th place finish. And like you said, in some things, he's even doing better than he was last year. So it's got to be frustrating for him. You know, he's an older guy. I know he's probably, you know, on some level, you know, looking at the back end of his career and you know, kind of contemplating what that's going to look like and things of that nature. But, you know, last year was just such a big moment for him. I mean, he, you know, spoke so highly of the tournament here and the success he had here and the fans. And, you know, it would be a shame if he is not here to defend his title, but he does have some work to do. And he admits that. I mean, that was his exact quote. He said, I've got some work to do before I come see you guys in Memphis. So, I mean, I'm rooting for him. I hope he gets it done. I think he's a pretty solid guy. And you know, I think it would be a bit of a shame if we didn't have the defending champion, you know, back here in 2024.
You can go read that feature over at dailymemphian.com. When we come back, DJU told quite the story. We'll tell you next when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South online and on the phone thanks to Odyssey. The Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers simply say play 92.9 ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker, play 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hattie B's is kicking off their summer by saying cheese. They're rolling out three new cheesy menu additions, including American cheese slices, drinking buddy beer cheese, and pimento cheese. Pair any Hattie B's sandwich, hot or not, with house-made bacon-laced pimento cheese. And the ultimate cheesy dunk for crinkle-cut fries, tots, and tenders. Or try the delicious dip made with aged cheddar and drinking buddy golden ale. Say cheese at Hattie B's, 596 Cooper, HattieB.com, and download the Hattie B's app to stack rewards.
These days, everything in Memphis costs more. But somehow, Verizon costs less. As low as $50 for a single line when you switch. So while coffee is definitely costing more, Verizon costs less. And dinner in Overton Square for two has gotten pricey. Verizon, less pricey. Rent in Midtown, that's not coming down anytime soon. But Verizon, down. Just $50 a line. Limited edition sneakers, through the roof. Verizon prices, through the floor. That designer golden doodle, so much more. A single line on Verizon, a fair bit less. Even a good old tried and true hamburger will cost you more. But with Verizon, the same good old tried and true service now costs you less. Point is, in a world that is always costing more, you can get more for less right now at a Memphis Verizon store. $180 BYOD and $360 local promo credits applied over 36 months. For new customers with one line and your own 4G or 5G phone on unlimited welcome plan required. Additional terms apply. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Eh, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up for our fifth grade class recital, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high-stress performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through December 28th, Castrol Edge and Edge High Mileage Motor Oil are on rollback at Walmart.
Claim based on sequence dyne test under high load conditions versus API SP test limits.
For today's Tell Your Story, we go to DJ Uiagalelei, former Clemson, also the former Oregon State quarterback, now the current quarterback for Florida State. He posted this on social media today. I was honored to be invited to the conference office to represent Florida State at this year's ACC kickoff. The experience of attending that event in 21 and 22 is among the highlights of my time in college, and I appreciate being viewed as one of the conference's top players heading into the season. However, I feel strongly that Florida State should be represented by players who are part of last year's ACC championship team, the players who put this program on their back and on top of the ACC and should have the opportunity to be recognized for their contributions. This team is more than its quarterback, and I'm excited for my teammates who will experience this fantastic event. That is great Tell Your Story work, because literally that has nothing to do with anything. It buys you some everybody going, yeah, like good PR stuff. But literally the event is about the upcoming football season,
yeah,
which has nothing to do with last year.
Seminole Nation is
smart move.
You got you a winner there, Seminole Nation.
That Mike had something to do with that. Just a thought. I want to thank Tim Murray for joining the program. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program. And for Dennis, for John, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When your wiper blades do more smearing than clearing during a storm, it's time to replace them. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get a pair of Bosch Pure Vision wiper blades on sale now. Buy one, get one free. Offer is valid in-store only. Our professional parts people will even install them for free. Get a better view of the road at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Women here in Memphis are wearing bigger, better quality diamonds and some amazing designer rings, thanks to the...
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas. This is sports the way it should be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps.
and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.